All right, welcome back to the Spark Fitness Podcast. This is episode 2. I'm joined here with Alex, our head trainer. Today's topic is group fitness. We're going to go over what that entails. Then we're going to go into how our classes are formatted and then go into what beginners can expect from us and just what our process is from there. So I will let Alex take over and explain what we do here at Spark Fitness.
Awesome. Thanks, Brandon. All right, so what we do here is large group training. So we have a decent sized space. We usually do circuit training. So we have multiple zones. You'll be there for a set amount of time. So you're working within an interval with some weights or a specific movement pattern. And we're going through the room. We're hitting different parts of the body, usually alternating from upper to lower on our strength days. On our hybrid days, you can switch from like a power move to a core move as we progress through the room. And it's essentially a really accessible way to get some high quality training with a nice atmosphere with other people in the room. So it's a little bit more exciting than one-on-one personal training. We got the music blasting and you're kind of feeding off everybody's energy. That's what we bring with the group training.
Yeah, excellent. So in regard to, the actual format and then what beginners can expect, can you just go over like a typical day and what you can expect from start to finish?
Yeah, 100%. So our format stays the same every day. So it's less confusing as well as becomes less intimidating as you get comfortable in the space, which we all know that can be a little bit of a hurdle when you kind of come into a new space, you're not sure what to expect. Though we switch some days, we keep the format, we switch some things some days, we keep the format the same as we progress through. So as members walk in the door, they'll be greeted by the trainer or their friendly admin. We've got towels that will spritz down with some sanitizing spray, and then you just make your way to a wall. Most people have their own specific spaces that they like to go to, but anywhere works, and you just kind of hang out and waiting for the trainer to start class. We start every class with a nice demo, as well as an intro talking about the workout, what time sequence, if there is one, what things to expect, what things are coming your way, as well as how to handle them. Then we go into the demo. That demo, the trainer makes their way through the room, showing not only the flow through the room, but the movement patterns as well as any options that someone might want to take. For push-ups, example, they can do push-ups from the toes. If that is a little aggressive for them, maybe we'll have a box there where they can do push-ups from elevated surface to be more accessible for somebody that is just starting their fitness journey. After the trainer makes their way through the room, we go into the warm-up. The warm-up we stay consistent with as well, so you won't feel too lost after that first day. Just going through a full body mobility routine, really working up the shoulders, the T-spine, the low back, the hammies, everything that we're going to be moving and working through that day should be nice and limber before we get into the workout. Right after that warm-up, which runs about 5 minutes, we'll get divided up into groups and they'll be sent into the zones, and then we get right into it. Our workout classes last about 40 minutes of length time. There's not much time wasted in there, so it's a good chunk of time where you're really going to be sweating and working hard. And after those 40 minutes are done, we do have a cool down where we kind of relax a little bit, change the tunes. It's a little bit more relaxed, and we just get into some deep static stretches, let the heart rate come back down so you're nice and refreshed before you leave for the rest of your day.
Yeah, and can we kind of touch on the importance of that cool down and how important it is to take that extra time to, just get that extra stretching in to cool your body down, to give yourself that time to recover. Let's just touch on a little bit on how important that is. And, I'd love to hear your advice on that.
It's very, very important. So we do more of a dynamic warm-up at the beginning. So you're staying in motion. You're still beginning to grow a greater range of motion through those dynamic stretches. At the end, we have what we call static stretches. So you're just kind of holding a position and we're really lengthening that muscle. So it's best to do post-workout so you can really take your time to get into the full proper range of motion. So that will be just beneficial with mitigating aches and pains, soreness, as well as like some joint issues. Like you can maybe develop a little uncomfortable feeling in your knee if you're really working hard in class and you're not hitting those stretches. After you leave here, if you forego the cool down as you go right into your car and you sit in your car and your knee's bent and you're stuck that for maybe another 20 minutes as you're cooling down with the knee bent, can maybe develop some tightness around the knee. So before, do some static stretches, and really lengthen out those quads and all that fun stuff, which we do stretch, it will be less prone to be aggravated if you just left immediately after. Also, it's important to just let that heart rate come down. It's going to be spiked. You're going to be sweating. You're going to be on a high. You're going to be feeling really, really in a really intense space when we hit that last rep and that last final push. And your body just needs a little bit of time to let it kind of cool itself down, breathe, let the heart rate return to normal before we go and we operate a moving vehicle.
Right. Yeah. So it's very important to us, to keep reminding our members how important that part of the, working out with us is. It's definitely going to help prevent, possible injury, and it's just going to help your body heal. So we can't stress that enough. So if you're listening, really take that into account and try and work that into your routine here while you're with us. You're really only here for about an hour with us total. So take that time for yourself and recover. Another thing I kind of would like to touch on is, the environment itself. Alex is very familiar with, all of our members. We have a very inclusive, very open atmosphere here where everybody, you build friendships and you get to know everybody and you start to have fun. So I'd like to know, Alex, what your thoughts are on that and what you see, and if you can, elaborate on that, just to go over what you see mostly in the mornings, because Alex is here mostly mornings. Just kind of tell us what you see in the mornings with friendships.
Sure. Just like to start by saying like how much I love it here. I am not a natural morning person, but yet I wake up at 4:30 every day and I'm excited to come here and I'm excited to see our members and what they're capable of doing. And every single day, I rarely am not super impressed with how hard people work, as well as how much they support their fellow community members, how much they cheer them on. Someone hits a PR, I mentioned it on the mic, and they're giving them a standing ovation. It is a really cool thing to see. So I love it here first and foremost. And I really think our community does too. So it feels like home for me. And that's essentially what I want it to feel like for any new member or any current member when they come here. It should be a second home. It should be their safe space. It should be, what they're kind of thinking about all day, or like when they wake up, oh, I can't wait to go to the gym. Oh, I can't wait to get off work so I can get to the gym because that is my space. So as far as community goes, I think we've got the best one. I mean, I am a little biased, of course, but sincerely.
I'm going to agree.
Exactly. Like I was kind of mentioned before, very supportive, clapping for people, even on social media, liking posts, comments, supportive comments of way to go, way to crush it. It's nothing but love and support. And honestly, that's really all we need to get through it. And I think we've got it in droves here at Spark Fitness.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. We definitely have that community feel, and it keeps growing. So if anybody's interested in popping in for a class, let us know. You know, that pretty much wraps it up for this episode. Just kind of wanted to give an overview. I think Alex did a great job at doing that for us. So come on in, check us out. You can visit us at sparkfitnessbuffalo.com. You can follow us on social, wherever you prefer. But yeah, come check us out. We'd love to see you. So till next time, thanks for joining us.